Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here today. Over the last few years, we've heard an alarming number of reports about waste, fraud, and abuse within special or limited purpose entities. When I say limited purpose entities, I'm including a wide variety of them, special service districts, interlocal agencies, local districts, independent entities. Those are what I'm calling limited purpose entities. And we've all heard about this from Mapleton to the firefighters. There have been a whole bunch of reports for the last few years that have been very disturbing. And Utah has about 500 of these limited purpose entities that collect more than $3.5 billion a year in taxes and fees. The main concern with these types of entities is that they're a sort of shadow government. Most of them are hidden from view. They don't receive very much public scrutiny, and therefore they lack a lot of accountability that other state agencies do not have. Last June, a legislative audit highlighted some of these disturbing trends that show widespread problems within limited purpose entities that don't necessarily stem from a lack of laws. We got plenty of laws on the books. But what they stem from is the lack of compliance with current law or very loose oversight. These limited purpose entities don't get the same level of scrutiny that our cities and counties and state government agencies get. So the legislative auditor and our state auditor have attributed this misuse of funds to weak management controls and poor board oversight. Some of the problems that were uncovered in this audit last year were missing or weak internal controls, board or staff, or sometimes both, that lack the skills and the training and the qualifications necessary to protect against waste, fraud, and abuse, organizational cultures that do not support good governance and accountability, and low rates of compliance with state disclosure laws, like submitting budgets, financial statements, meetings posted on the public notice website, and contact information for board members posted on the public notice website. It was very, very low compliance with some of those. The audit states that unless improvements are made, many of Utah's limited purpose entities will continue to experience a high risk of waste, fraud, and abuse, and poor management. One of the big problems, and this one is a biggie for me, it's a huge concern, is we don't know who they really are. There's no list of these entities anywhere. We say that there are about 500 of them because we don't know exactly how many of them there are. Nobody keeps track of that. Another big problem that the audit pointed out is that there are hundreds of governmental nonprofit entities, about 270 or so, give or take, because we don't really know, that face the same risk for fraud, waste, and abuse because they are the least understood and potentially the least accountable of all of these limited purpose entities. And finally, the non-compliance issue is a really big concern. We can pass all the laws we want, but if these entities don't comply with them, then there's really not anything we can do. They don't do anybody any good. If it's non-compliance either through ignorance or defiance, it doesn't do any good for anybody. So we need a mechanism to encourage these entities to comply with the law. Some of the audit's recommendations were to authorize the state auditor to withhold money from or freeze the bank accounts of entities that chronically fail to comply with transparency or public meeting laws, or who fail to file their required reports with the Office of the State Auditor. To require counties to publish information regarding each of these entities within their borders on their county websites. And the big one is to create a registry of all of these entities. So we put together a working group last year of legislators and representatives from cities, counties, special districts, the state auditor's office, the lieutenant governor's office, and a few others. And we worked to create some legislation that would address these concerns found in the audit and some of the audit recommendations. And in November, the Political Subdivisions Interim Committee passed two bills that came from this working group. And the first bill is Senate Bill 28, and it creates this registry. It requires all local government and limited purpose entities to register with the Lieutenant Governor's Office. And the Lieutenant Governor's Office will oversee this registry and maintain it. And then these entities will all need to update their information annually. SB 28 authorizes the state auditor to withhold funds from entities for failure to register or for noncompliance with other budgeting, transparency, or financial reporting laws. The second bill, Senate Bill 29, requires counties to publish on its website information about each of the local government limited purpose entities within its borders. So people can get on there and figure out who to contact for their sewer problems or any of those other issues that come up. The last piece of the audit's recommendation that we still need to address, that we're still working on, is the ability to dissolve entities that are persistently noncompliant. We also have requested an audit of Utah's governmental nonprofits, and we expect information from that audit to be available later this year. And that, Mr. Hesterman, concludes my presentation.